April showers.
Oh.
Bring Mayflowers.
Mm-hmm.
And what do those Mayflowers bring?
Genocide.
Via smallpox and just active
Murder.
Concentrated murder.
Yep.
Hey, welcome back to the Show Dependent Podcast here. We got a real it's an interesting one here today, I think.
I gotta say, not what I was expecting. What a strange film you've had us watch, dear.
It's a trip. It was a trip. I feel like I remembered things and had false memories. And, you know, I thought things went down a little bit different. But before all that, you see, we've got a little bit of a prologue here, right?
Mm-hmm.
A prologue.
Yeah.
It's French.
Okay.
My name is Eddie.
Hi.
And that lovely, beautiful voice you're hearing on the other end belongs to
Kayla. Hello, friends. Welcome back.
And yeah, it's a Show Dependent Podcast. Here, you know, we're talking about relationships in the media, the things that we love, why we love them, what's our relationship to them nowadays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about relationships. It's also, you know, you keep track at home. How many times am I going to cry?
A lot.
We're also breaking
Usually
down
a lot.
Barriers here. You know, in my mind, that's what I'm doing, right? That's my noble cause, is I'm breaking down barriers.
You don't think this is just like free bi-weekly therapy for you to like process things you buried?
There's that, and it's also just fun to like talk about stuff. Do a little cry, feel a little emotions, get it out, and then you go about your day, your week.
The way I go about that is just my TikTok for you page is just dead animals, and it's awful. I don't
Oh,
know
God.
why it gives
Dead
me
animals.
like, well, not dead animals, but like dying animals, or like the story of like putting an animal to sleep.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't
It's
know why you do
awful.
that.
No, 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 no,
you
no.
bring something out, I'm like, see you sniffling in the corner, and I'm like, what is it? And like, you don't want to know.
And then I tell you anyway, and you're like, yeah, I really didn't want to
Yeah,
know.
why you do this? I don't know why you like, I don't know, but at the same time, I guess that's why people listen to sad music.
Sadcore,
want to feel
man.
sad. Sadcore. You
I
know
didn't
what?
choose the emo life. The emo life chose me, okay?
Mm-hmm. The exact opposite of this, which is, I remember, ding, ding, brain blast in my head, is AmeriCorps.
Blech.
MAGAcore, if you will.
Ew.
And at the risk of becoming a news podcast, which we probably will not at any point.
Oh,
But
God. I don't have the stamina for that
just
shit.
Just saw via Internet Today. Shout out to Internet Today. If you don't watch on YouTube, you should. It's where I get all my news. Just a quick story, just to show you how good we are doing as a country, as a world. There was a story where a man pulled a gun on a fast food employee.
Right. Yep.
Why?
Why?
Because the fast food employee gave him a discount.
Oh my God.
Because what was it? A Wendy's? A Wendell's?
Yeah, it was like
Something
a Wendy's,
like that.
And they were running like a breakfast
Yeah, a
promotion
little
where you could get
promotion.
like two breakfast sandwiches for
$8
$4 or $8 total, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then the guy was like, no, this should be $11. Got pissed. Left. Came
Left
back.
For a while. It was like 20 minutes. This dude was just fuming.
Came back. Pulled the hammer out. And threatened this man because he was charging him less money than he thought he should. And this is just like, we're having a great.
Oh my God.
We are
I
a
mean,
rational country.
You
With
know,
rational people.
On a bad day, yeah. Do I feel like mentally I'm a little brusque? There we go. Here we go. Here's a bad day. Mentally, do I feel a little broken? Yes. Do I think even on the brink of hysteria, I would ever have that kind of reaction to something? No.
To a positive thing?
To a positive thing for saving money in this economy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna
You
fucking
just,
take the discount, dude.
You just know. And I immediately thought, it's like, this has to have been conservative.
Yes.
I don't need no handout. I'm not on welfare.
I will take
I can pay
all
the
of the
full price.
handouts.
It's like, dude, just pay the fucking $8. No
Also, it's a $3 difference.
It's just
It's not like they gave it to you for free because you looked homeless or something. Like,
right. Perpetual victimization. Self-victimization.
Yes.
Just anything is a calculated, like, oh, they're out to get me. Because these people, again, have never had actual discrimination.
Yeah, or like anything bad happened to them.
Yeah, you just gotta make stuff up. So I don't know. It's
Oh my
just
gosh.
wild. I just remember that. I cannot imagine. What an insane reality. A
I would
reality
immediately quit
where,
my job. I don't know
oh
where I'd
yeah.
go after that, because like mentally, that's traumatic.
Oh yeah.
Just
Guy
having a gun pulled
got
on
an
you.
automatic discount from your job, something you have no
Yeah, the
control of, and then
computer
you get the
just does
gun
it.
pulled on you. It's just, hey, whoa,
As
whoa, dude.
somebody who very like briefly cashiered someplace, I don't want to put in a fucking coupon. That's a
Oh
lot of
no.
goddamn
Oh
work.
no.
The
Oh
more
yeah.
work the computer does
I was
for
a
me, the better.
cashier at GameStop I wasn't even hired as the cashier. I was hired as like seasonal. Oh, people come in, you say like, "Hey, what's up? How can I help
Oh
you?"
my God, we just saw one of your pay stubs. You made like $0 an
Yeah.
hour.
Show them a couple games and that's it. That's what I was hired to do. For some reason they threw me on cashier a couple times.
Oh
It was the worst
no.
experience ever. I made mistakes immediately. I was just like, oh, why are you paying with cash? You got a card right there. Why are you playing with me? Why are you doing this to me?
We're making you do math,
Why are
Eddie.
you
Deal
doing
with
this to
it.
me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't figure out change. Couldn't figure out anything. But yeah, so with all that going on in the world, we figured, hey, it's time to retreat back into the past.
A weird past that you chose, but
Back to
yeah.
a simpler time.
Was it simple? Because
It was
this
simple to me.
pretty convoluted, in my opinion, but yeah,
Well, hey,
whatever.
it was the 90s. I was a
It
child.
was the
Things were simple
90s.
for me. So we're going back there once again. What are we talking about here today? Well, talk about a movie adaptation of a book. I believe I owned the book, maybe started reading it, did not finish, but I did
Sounds like
watch the
you.
movie for some reason a lot of times. We're going to try and figure out why.
I don't know if we're gonna get an answer. We'll do
Little
our
known
best.
film. All y'all, you're about to get it. It's about to resurface in your memory. It's called The Indian in the Cupboard.
Oh boy.
And it is a little tale about a little boy who
Ugh.
gets a magic
Cupboard.
cupboard, or is it, that can turn toys real? Or
Oh my
does it?
God. Oh my God.
Or does it do something even more nefarious? But before
This
we
is
get
a
it,
batshit crazy but movie.
it's very weird. But let's pump the brakes, back it up a bit, get into the meet cute. Let's go for it.
It's a meet cute baby. It's how we met this thing. Major key alert. Yeehaw. I had never watched this movie until
Fantastic.
you had me watch it. I had heard about it. It was like in
Oh,
like
who says
the
that?
millennial subconscious, I guess.
Millennial core, yeah.
Or just like, people before 95 probably watched this. After 95, this seems like you missed the opportunity.
Before 95.
I
Sure.
just don't know.
It came out in 1995.
Well, yeah, I was a literal infant,
Okay.
so there's no way I would watch this.
Sure.
Just so, I was so confused. I guess I kind of like the story if you take like a lot of the elements out of it and you just strip it down to
Bare
the
bones.
baseline plot and we remove a lot of like the problematic racial implications. I think this movie's aged well, kind
Okay.
of
Okay.
aesthetically,
Okay.
from an aesthetic standpoint.
Hey, a win's a win.
A win is a win. Take it, dear. I have nothing else to say.
Okay. Well, for me, as I said, it came out in 1995. Now, about 4 or 5 years old at the time. Once again, did not watch in those theaters. But for whatever reason, I definitely 100% remember. And I don't know what age I was. I want to say, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now we're counting.
Yeah, we are. Jesus
I
Christ.
remember watching this movie a lot. I remember we had the VHS. And I'm pretty sure it's like, I'm pretty sure it had like a key, like the key in the movie. They made that like replica key, and it was like a VHS special, like tie-in, like you could have it, right? And I'm like 99.99% sure that we also had that. I had that. I don't know what it was or why I watched this movie so much, because it was like we're getting nostalgic as we do here on Show Dependent, and I was like, oh yeah, this movie. What if we talked about this? And it was like rewatching it, I was recovering memories of what was going on. I remembered some plot points. I remembered what happened. But then I also had like false memories of things that I thought happened in this movie that didn't, which, you know, if I remember, I'll talk about. But it's just like, I don't know what was going on. I think it just goes back to what we were saying in the last episode, about us just owning like random VHSs. I kind of feel like maybe Mis Padres just like bought this, and I was like, it's around. I'll watch it a ton. Because as I'm apt to do, I rewatch things a lot. I did it as a kid. I still do it as an adult. And I think it maybe was just like, it's around. It's kind of cool, I guess. I've got the key, so that's fun. And I just remember I've seen this movie a lot. It's a very unique, I think, very unique premise at the time. It's still somewhat unique, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I like toys. People always imagine if they're real.
I pulled
What's
up the
up?
image of the Indian in the cupboard. I'm pretty sure this is what you're talking about.
Yeah, the key.
Yeah, it's got the key and the figurine. And the
Oh.
VHS looks like the cupboard.
Ooh, yeah, that's the one. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Okay, so I
wild.
wasn't hallucinating then.
You were just playing with a Native American toy and a key
Hey, hey,
at the age of
hey, hey, hey,
five.
hey. Yeah, you know?
Hey, you know, it was socially acceptable.
Socially acceptable at the time. You know, maybe it led to some trauma later in life. But
Maybe.
we'll get to that when the time is right. But yeah, I remember liking this as a kid, watching it all the time. Vaguely scared me at some parts because I was a little baby boy. But we'll talk
Yeah,
about that
accurate.
once it comes along. Shall we get to know this a little bit more intimately?
Oh, God, I guess
Break it
so.
down.
Here we go. Getting to know each other. Wow.
It's a giraffe. Little bear.
Little bear. Jesus Christ.
Amigo. Pretty fun.
Fucking
So
Boone.
I kind of want to start this off by comparing it to something else.
Okay.
Because as a kid, as I said, I can't remember. I've been trying to remember why, because I remember liking this, obviously, as I said, but I also definitely remember there were parts of this that made me like feel uneasy and I didn't really enjoy, yet I watched it a lot.
Yeah, it sounds
I want to say part of it
odd.
is the violence that happens later. Like, I didn't
Yeah, it's
like.
pretty
And
intense. I don't know why they were allowed to show that stuff in a PG film.
they also, like, there's a death. There is a
Yeah.
death. Now, we'll jump all around here. As we said, the premise, you know, magic key turns toys into real life, or does it? But
Why do you keep saying, or does it?
because we'll talk about it, because it's a bit strange the way they explain it.
I
Unless you want to
guess.
talk about it now.
I don't know.
We'll talk about it in a second. All
Okay.
I'm saying is, when kids, they put a toy in, they turn the key, the toy comes to life. At one point, an old, I believe they said he wasn't
Was
Iroquois.
he ear? No, he wasn't Iroquois. I can't remember what
He
tribe he
wasn't
was from.
Apache.
He was older.
Mohawk. He was Mohawk. And an
Yeah,
elderly
yeah, yeah.
Mohawk toy is brought to life, instantly has a heart attack and dies, which is like, damn. So I think young Eddie, being afraid of everything, not really understanding things or being exposed to stuff, I was just like, oh no, what is that? What is death? That's scary. That's not good. Also later,
Oh my God, this
little
movie.
bear, because the cowboy is brought to life, little bear
No.
has a fucking just flashbacks
Just the extreme PTSD.
of genocide and all that. And he shoots this cowboy. And I was like, damn, that's kind of scary.
He has it
Not a fan of
coming.
that. He does have it coming a little bit. And I just think, I don't know. So it got me thinking, as an adult, we saw another thing. It's on Shudder. It's in the show Creepshow, which is a bunch of little horror stories. And one of them is called The House of the Head, which is super fun premise. Again, kind of like this, where a little girl, she has a dollhouse that seemingly the dolls in it like come to life. And for some reason, they react to things, and a head randomly appears and starts to like terrorize the dollhouse. It's really effectively done. It's like legitimately creepy. And I feel like it kind of is similar to me, to the Indian in the cupboard, where it's kind of scary to suddenly be like, the toys are alive
Yes,
in
that
like the
is,
exact opposite of like the Toy Story way, right?
yeah, in
Because
the
Toy
worst
Story is
way
like, that's
possible.
cool. Yeah.
This is just like pure hellscape.
Yeah, and it's weird because like in Toy Story, they're toys and yeah, they come to life, but they're like still toys. It's super weird to be like, this toy is now like flesh and real
And
and can
has a
be killed.
backstory.
Yeah, and can like affect things and all this stuff. I don't know. So it was kind of watching it again for this time of the podcast, I was just kind of like, huh, I can see the horror elements. Like this could have very easily turned a different way. Had he animated the wrong toy, which
Are
he
you
does.
afraid of dolls? Are we
Ow.
starting to uncover like a fear you have?
Am I afraid of dolls? I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I mean, I would
Because the
play
way
with
we're
toys all
talking
the
about it
time.
reminds me a lot of like mannequins
No, maybe
and
it's
kind of
whatever, you
like
know, there's Five
that
Nights at Freddy's.
uncanny kind of weirdness
I mean, they
of
are,
it.
dolls are vaguely weird.
Yeah, especially when we are like.
You know, dolls in a different, it depends on the context of the situation. You encounter a doll when you're cleaning your like grandma's attic and it's a little late at night and you didn't know it's there, and all of a sudden there's this little lifelike little frozen in time glass doll face. You're like,
No
huh,
thanks.
I don't know about that. But if you just see, you know, in the supermarket, you're just, yeah, whatever.
Context matters, I think.
I mean, it does in a lot of ways. And you know, I don't know. We'll break it down. We'll get to it. Let's get a little bit more of the plot, I think. Just because there's some things in this movie that are just strange. The book was written in 1980. Okay, it's also UK. It's British, so maybe that explains some of the names here. Because our main character's name is Omri.
Can we just talk about how ugly he is real quick? It's like the
No.
thing I could only fixate on.
It's something.
I could not enjoy the film. I was like, oh, this is kind of weird and cool, and like
This
I know
kid
what they're going
ugly as
with, but he's
fuck.
so fucking ugly. Anytime they held the camera on his face, I was like, God damn it.
It
His
doesn't
eyes
help
are
that
so far apart. He is a mouth breather. His teeth are fucked. He's just like the ugliest white boy.
he very often, for whatever reason, when they do a close up, his mouth is like agape, and he's just got a kind of like
No,
look
nothing
about
going
him.
on behind those
Yeah,
eyes
he's just.
at all. Just scary. He's honestly scarier than the cupboard.
Was a bit distracting.
I can't focus.
I'm
Oh
sorry to
my
this
God.
man. I'm sure he
I hope you had a
could be a
glow up,
lovely
sir.
man. Could be lovely. But
Jesus.
I'm gonna name him too. His name is Hal Scardino.
Oh my
This
God.
kid looks weird. He looked goofy. I didn't understand why his name was Omri. Like, where you get this name from? I don't
Yeah,
really
I have no
understand.
idea.
And this kid definitely deserves a little bit of bullying. He
A lot
deserves it.
bit.
He needs it. It's gonna shape him. It's gonna give him resiliency.
He's
It's gonna
also
give
an
him.
animal abuser, so I'm down with bullying this kid.
He did do that a bit. That was just a quick
Yeah,
little
not
hit.
cool, never cool.
Which I don't understand. Like at that point, because he's obviously afraid. He's got the Indian in the cupboard, who's a real man now, and he's like hiding it. Don't really know how no one figured this out. But I mean, I guess if the Indian is alive, it can actively hide, which it does. I don't like the fact that I'm referring to it, but it's kind of weird. It's a weird,
Well, it's
like,
hard because it is an object, but also
it's
a
a toy,
person.
but also a person. I don't know. I just don't really understand how all of this worked out, but it did. So where does Omri get this cabinet, anyways?
Oh my God. It's like the most bullshit, convoluted, weird, random, made up bullshit. His
Convoluted, I don't
brother.
know. It's very basic.
No, the way that he accesses the key is convoluted. It's just random. I don't
That's not
know.
convoluted either.
It's
I would
stupid, I
argue.
guess, is the word.
I guess. I would argue it's very simple, which I kind of like, but it's also like, damn. Here's what happens. His brother, who also has a ridiculous name, finds a cabinet, cleans it up, and gives it to him. Where did he find it? Who did he get it from? What part of town? Anything? No detail is given. He
No,
just
we don't get
finds it.
anything. Yeah.
And then he just goes to his mom and says, "Hey, do you have a key for this?" She's like, "Oh, maybe." About third key they try, works.
Oh
She just
my
happens
God.
to have the magic key that will fit this magic cupboard. And that's it. We do not, there's no explanation. There's nothing else. No, like, oh, it belonged to like this witch or all oh, this, whatever, we'll put a person of color as the sort of, ooh,
The
magical,
spooky, yeah.
the, what's that trope? The magical black person who's just
They
like,
say they say Negro, but yes.
oh my God, you're
That's what this
right.
called. That's the trope.
Hey,
I'm not being racist. That is what the trope is
first the
called.
Indian in the cover, not the Native American. Now you're
Oh
saying
my
this
God.
word. Insane.
Why do you think I'm not talking for this episode? I'm not trying to give myself a bigger shovel to dig with, okay?
Definitely something. But yeah, they just happen to have a key.
Just
Happen to
magic.
have a key. It happens to be magic. And it's just kind of what happens.
Why?
I don't know.
And seemingly this cupboard only works on plastic.
Aztec. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He only puts toys in it. He's ne We're
But
never
like they
seeing him
didn't
put in
try a
anything
wooden
else.
toy. Like, what would
I
have
mean, I
happened if he would
guess
have been
not.
like a wooden car in there?
I don't know. I mean, it's, it theoretically would have been real, but this is like the main crutch of this, because most of the story is just like, yeah, he's like got this
A
little.
little person, just
Whose
a
name is Little
tiny,
Bear.
which is very cute, I will
Yes,
not
he's an
lie.
Iroquois Indian, and it's just kind of about him just sort of having this guy around and like kind of talking to him. Well, they
Like
talk and
taking
like,
care of him, kind of like a pet. I don't know. It's
yeah,
weird.
but I kind of like don't really understand what the message is really
I don't think there is a
at
moral.
the end, because it just sort of feels like he just learns about the Iroquois.
Which he could have just done
Yeah,
with a book.
right, which he does, but he's motivated by the fact that he has Little Bear.
Which I guess, like,
But I just don't really, I
don't
don't know
know.
what I'm supposed to get out of it in the end. I guess he just gets like an understanding that he shouldn't like meddle in people's lives, but like it's not like he set out to do it, because there's a magic cupboard,
Oh my God, not like Patrick, that motherfucker.
oh my God. Yeah, I mean, we talk about it now.
Yeah.
Then we talk about this whole existential crisis that comes out of it.
Oh
But,
my
like,
God.
he's got a friend named Patrick.
I hate him so much.
He fucking sucks.
He is the worst character in this movie, and that is including a racist cowboy.
Hey,
Somehow
he
Patrick
learns.
surpasses
All right.
how stupid. Oh my God. He is so unlikable.
Unreasonable.
Just like the worst kid you can imagine.
And I don't understand.
The
Like,
worst friend you can imagine.
Omri kicks his brothers out, which you love one of his brothers' hair.
Oh my God, the fuck ass Bob. Oh my God, this guy. I don't know what his name is. It's something dumb.
It's another ridiculous name. It's like they call him Millie, I think.
Oh my
Which I
God.
think is short for like Milan,
I think that their names may
Mion.
be Maybe from the Bible, because I'm pretty sure Omri is a biblical name.
For real.
Yeah, but anyway. The fuck ass Bob. Every time when his brother is in the scene, all I can look at is his hair and how fucking distracting it is. Because it is essentially just a, it is a bob. And it is just the flattest, blondest, stupidest looking thing on this kid's face. And I was like, what it, why?
Why?
Why did parents allow their children to do this? So
It
ugly.
was in the style at the time.
No, it wasn't. I
Yeah.
don't think a bob like that has ever been in style.
Right. But he, Omri immediately kicks out his brothers because they're like, wow, who made this fucking like longhouse? Because Little Bear somehow manages to make a whole house in like 2 hours. It kicks them out, but then immediately is like, hey, friend, you want to be in on this gigantic secret I have, this ridiculous premise that's going on? Patrick's like, hell yeah, what if we just tell everyone? Wouldn't that be cool? It's like, dude,
No.
what are you talking about? And then he proceeds to, like, for the next 30 minutes, just be a dick and, like, pressure him because he's like, oh, you out of this magic now have Little Bear, who's seemingly like a real person. Why don't you make me a cowboy? It's like, dude, what are you talking about? You know how ridiculous you sound? Granted, they're kids. But it's like all of a sudden you want to play God? You want to do all this? You want to mess around?
So
Also,
weird.
you know, Cowboys, Indians, they don't really get along. He actively knows this. He brings this up like within minutes of them bringing this cowboy to life.
Also, bad influence.
Terrible influence. He's like, oh, he's like pressuring him
He's
and
like
like,
a drunk.
oh, the cowboy?
The cowboy. Well,
Yeah,
yeah.
whatever,
Also,
dude.
Patrick. But, like,
I
yeah.
mean, is he really though? What does he really do?
I don't know. He swears
He
and he
just hangs
smokes.
out. Yeah, but he's got tiny little cigarettes. What's that gonna do?
That's kind of cute.
That ain't gonna
To
do
be
anything to the
honest, if I
air.
could smoke a cigarette that small, I would.
Take a little puff.
Like the size of a grain of rice.
Get some tweezers. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Big
And that's
bag.
gone. Yep.
You just inhale it. But yeah, and then he like pressures him to make it. He says like, "Oh, bring it to school." At school, he's just being a dick, and it's like, "Oh,
What
I'm
a
trying."
horrible idea.
Yeah, he's just like trying to show everyone and he's like bragging and doing this and that. And it almost gets in trouble. And like when Omri's like, hey, don't do it, don't do it. He's like, I'll do it, I'll show him, I'll do it. It's like, this guy's your friend?
How is he your friend? Nothing
This
about. I
piece of
mean, I
shit.
guess it kind of like alludes to those relationships that you have by force.
They're just
Because your
around.
parents, well, yeah, their parents are friends, right?
Yeah,
So
apparently.
it's a family friend. So they're like kind of forced by proximity to be
It could be,
friends.
could be.
Fuck Patrick, man.
Yeah.
What a fucking narc ass dummy. Oh my God.
I don't know. And it does a super dumb thing later. But right now, we can get into this whole. The crux of this whole thing is that the toy he brings to life has like a name and has like a backstory
Yeah.
and is able to like remember things and all that stuff. And it's just kind of like,
Huh?
what's going on here? Like,
Why?
is the
How?
toy alive and it just like suddenly inherits these traits? Or is there something else going on?
Yeah, like, did these pr people like previously exist and were like cursed or something to like
Yeah, it's like,
be plastic and
is there a fucking
inanimate?
necromancer, you know, that
Oh my
pulled their
God.
soul, put it into like a toy, and launched it out into the world? Do all toys have souls? Do they all have this remembrance? Because he brings to life like a Darth Vader, like a
T-Rex.
dinosaur, RoboCop. And it's like, what do they know? Do they know just from the movies? Are they inherently? Is there a real Darth Vader somewhere?
I
I
hope.
mean, it said a long, long time ago, maybe he pulls it from them, but it
Maybe.
just like doesn't, I don't know. It brings up so many weird points.
So many weird
And
questions.
what a weird existence for Little Bear.
Poor little bear.
Because seemingly, and they get to it in the end, and this is sort of like, they just like mention it, and they sort of start to like figure out, but they start to essentially think that these people really do exist, and they're like pulling their soul forward in time to be like this toy. And
Yeah.
it does, and it's like, what? What do you mean? Because like Little Bear's talking about like, oh, the last thing he remembers is walking with his nephew and like all these things, and it's like what, 1791 or something like that?
I wrote it down. 1761.
Ah, had to turn that nine upside
There
down.
you go. Dyslexic brains, you know.
But I don't know, that's just wild. It's just crazy that they would like bring in this like existential like and it's like so and
How did you watch this as a
he says
child and
that
not
he said
just freak out?
because and maybe that's part of why I was freaking out.
Maybe.
But it's like what a weird like high I feel like that's high science
Yeah.
fiction. Like
Also, just
you
like moral philosophy, like,
well
that's
yeah,
a lot to
because
contemplate.
and it's like, what's going on with Little Bear's body back there? Because he says to he brings like a medic a couple times. Which the medic's
Yeah.
super cool.
From like
Because he's
what?
just
World
sort of
War
like,
One?
yeah, something like that. One or two.
Yeah.
And he's just out there having a grand old time. And he's like, oh, am I dreaming? He says, yeah. He's like, oh, well, good, because you know, life sucks. And he just sort of like takes it upon himself as like, oh, these are wild dreams, but whatever, it's a
I'll do
thing.
the right thing.
Yeah, but seemingly IRL, this is an actual thing that's happening.
Yeah.
And it's just like I don't understand why you would pull such a wild concept into this.
I have no idea.
Instead of them just like being like, oh, I'm a toy, but I'm alive, and like, oh, this is cool. It's
Like,
suddenly like you are playing with actual people's lives.
yeah. It'd be like if Buzz Lightyear was actually like
Buzz
Neil Armstrong.
Aldrin.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin or Neil
Yeah.
Armstrong, and
Right.
we're just fucking with his life all of a sudden.
Yeah, and like what's happening to his body? Like what's happening? Is he like, you know, because dreams,
Did he
I guess, can last
vanish?
a long time, and then it's like, oh, it was all a dream. Yeah, but like, did he vanish? How long has he been gone? Because Little Bear's there for a real long time.
Yeah.
Hanging out, sort of chilling, getting to know Omri. I don't know. It's just
I'm
weird.
left with far more questions than answers after watching this film. Why?
And like what I don't know. And like what happens if you die there then? Because like that Mohawk died.
Yep.
Does he get to go back and like instantly did he just die in his sleep? Did they just snuff out his life
I think
because he
so.
got pulled into this kid's game?
I don't know.
It's very weird. Do all souls get trapped in toys at some point?
God, I hope
Is it
not.
like a
Please don't.
talisman?
I
Somewhere
hope
in the
not.
future there's a little toy Kayla.
No, don't play with me, please. Just lose me in the bottom of a drawer somewhere and
Oh
then
no,
just
just
throw me
hanging
in the
out.
trash. Yeah, I don't care.
Oh,
I'd
why?
rather be non-existing, I think,
You
than
think
have
so?
to be pulled through space and time to face the consequences of some
I
ugly ass child.
gotta look at this fucking face the whole time.
This is hell.
Close your mouth.
Ugh, mouth breathing fuck. Oh my God.
It's
This is
weird.
such a weird mood. Also, Omri is like not a very good person.
Yeah, I don't know. As I said, I don't really understand what's going on.
I don't know either. Because, like, I feel like this is a pretty common thing though in we've recently been talking about like 1990s media and how like a lot of films and like themes from this time were pretty traumatic. Like they were pretty heavy. But to have your protagonist like so, I don't know, he's so flawed and in
Sure.
my opinion unlikable. Like have a fucking backbone, Omri. Tell Patrick no.
Oh yeah, this is for fuck you. How about
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Like, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna tell his mom? Oh, he's got a magic code. The mom's gonna be like, shut the hell up.
Why the hell are you such a little bitch?
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just tell him no?
And, or, you know, here's another idea. Say, oh, yeah, immediately turn the cowboy back and be like, here's your fucking toy. I ain't doing this shit.
Yeah,
By the way, we're
exactly.
not friends anymore. You think you're gonna pull this game with me? This is
Yeah,
my
plus,
cover.
if
This is
you like
my
go around
key.
telling people that I have like an
Magic
Indian,
cover, yeah.
it's just like you're gonna sound crazy.
You end up in an insane asylum.
Omri should have
Huh?
gaslit his ass.
He should have. Should have done
Yeah.
it real hard. When Patrick comes up and like tell him, it's like, I don't know what is this guy. don't know what
He's
he's talking about,
loony.
man. To be honest with you,
Loony.
I have no idea. Someone gotta do that fucking motion. The
I'm
fucking
curling my hair and brushing my teeth.
this guy. What a funny motion. You
Yeah, I
point
did
to
that a
your head
lot
and
in
do a little spin
elementary.
and then fucking hey, I'm
Here's a
wait over
little
here.
loony.
Fucking loony bin. Yeah, he could have just like you said, have a
Could have
little
just
backbone.
not.
Just don't, dude. Life is going good.
Also,
Maybe
like,
Patrick's not the friend you need.
no. Like, Little Bear has done nothing but, like, low key be nice to you.
Little bit hanging.
Yeah, he's just
Until he sees
chilling.
that Mohawk die, then he gets pretty pissed. But that makes
Well, yeah.
sense because it's like, what the fuck?
You not understand. Nobody understands the implications of that. And now they have a plastic slash flesh corpse to deal with. Sure, it's small, but it's still very morally gray.
I mean, we saw this man actively die.
That was horrible.
It was
You
pretty
were very
wild.
surprised by that.
I was like, oh, damn, because I forgot it happened.
I didn't know any of this was going to happen, so I was just along for the ride.
Yeah. But along with the whole Patrick fucking the antagonist in this, I feel like Patrick is the antagonist. There's
Oh,
not really an
100%.
antagonist, so if it's anyone, it's got to be Patrick.
Yeah, some people would
That's.
argue the cowboy Boone,
I
but
guess, but they become buds real quick.
they do.
Like, I don't know, he's not an antagonist. This
Yeah.
movie's weird. This book is weird, apparently, because there's not really, like, hard plot.
No, it's just things happen, the end.
Yeah, it's more like a slice of life with a little fantastical element.
Yeah.
But they make the cowboy. Lo and behold, he's called Boo-Hoo Boone. Why
Aww.
is he called Boo-Hoo?
Because he cries just like Eddie.
Because he's an emotional king. Ahead
If
of his time, if only he wasn't racist.
only.
Hey, and he learns not to be. At least a little bit. It,
A little
it's
bit.
weird because you would think that he wouldn't. Anyways. At first, they're at odds. They fucking shoot at each other. Whatever, they miss. Get put in timeout.
I do have to say, I really like when Little Bear fires his arrow into the bottom of the shoe and the
Yeah.
shoe lights up. I'm like, that was a nice touch. I
That's good
enjoyed that.
stuff. And I guess here we can talk about the effects, the CGI.
They are pretty damn good.
Not too bad.
The
You can
only thing
tell.
that's like slightly off is like the shadows at certain points,
Oh,
but
sure.
other than that,
You
pretty
can tell.
good.
You can tell. It's not like it looks 100% realistic, but it's done well. They seem to interact with the space well. But I don't know. Soon after that, because Omri's like, oh, I gotta listen to Patrick. Maybe because
Why?
Omri's a fucking loser and he's got one friend and he's like, I can't lose this one friend.
Oh
Even though they
God.
got the super weird JFK kid who
Oh
just
my
like.
God, that child needs to have some intervention.
And that's a weird plot point. That's where I just don't really understand what I'm supposed to get. It's like a running thing that he's like sharing the stories of Little Bear. But like everyone obviously is like, oh, he's making this stuff up. He's a pretty good imagination on this kid. And then it just sort of like wraps up in the end of like, oh, but he has to go back because he's got his life and all that stuff. And the teacher's like, huh, wow, imaginative. Anyways, let's hear about JFK again. Well, this kid is just writing the life story. He's gonna grow up
Yeah,
and
why
do
is he writing a
a he's gonna do the
documentary?
biography of JFK by this kid.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Oh my gosh.
But anyways, he maybe that's why. Because Patrick's is his one friend. We also see Omri get fucking bullied and robbed. Which was
Yeah,
like
it, where do they live? Is it New York?
I mean it's a British book, but they're seemingly in New York.
I have no
Oh, it's called
idea.
a low fantasy.
Oh, well, makes sense. Yeah, but
The
he just
fucking
gets
book. He's 9 years old.
Spucker.
He gets fucking robbed for like 25 cents. But I thought it
Yeah.
was fucking hilarious because he like, oh, he legitimately gets like robbed on the street by a bully. And then his friend and his mom roll up as if they didn't just see this happen. They're like, hey, what's wrong? It's like you showed up a second after.
Yeah.
You know exactly what happened. Saw this kid get his ass beat, and the mom was probably like, eh, it's good for him. There's a little something.
You'd think Patrick is the one that needs to get his ass beat.
And Patrick was like, damn, I wish it was me kicking his ass. Fucking hate Omri. I'm gonna bully him. Do you ever be bullied by your friends? Because that's what's happening to Omri
I'm
right
a
here.
female, so yes. That's all female
One
friendships are below a certain age is
of
psychological
them's a bully.
warfare.
Fantastic. What
Yeah,
was that
that's
like
a
for you?
oh, very sad.
Oh.
I think I don't I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but in middle school, the infighting with a group of girls I was friends with got to the point where we all had to get pulled into the principal's office
Fantastic.
and just like narc on each other essentially.
That's good friendship.
And then we never talked to each other again,
Oh,
really.
that was the end, huh? So maybe we
Well,
should go our separate
we never
ways.
hung out with one girl in particular
Oh,
ever
the bully,
again.
the Patrick?
Yeah, she was the one that was like gaslighting us.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it was a whole thing.
Like what?
Well, she was like basically trying to convince us that we hadn't invited her to a party. And then she like claimed that we were bullying her,
Classic.
even though that was
Classic
like not the case at
victimization.
all. Like we had invited her, but then she was like acting like she was too good for it.
Damn.
And it was
Real
like
Patrick
whole,
vibes.
yeah, truly.
That
And then I got pulled into the principal's office for the only the second time in my life, and I was
Damn.
very, very scared.
You're shaking in your boots.
And I cried, and
There you
that was it.
go. I wouldn't
I didn't
expect
even
anything
do anything. I
less.
was barely a part of it, but I was pulled
Was
in and I went
barely there,
this.
Your Honor.
It's true.
You don't need to. First of all, I'm a principal. Permission to speak.
I am a principal.
May I approach the bench?
It is a desk.
Your
Yes.
Honor, bring them in and I will point to them. I will narc. I ain't doing any time.
You didn't even ask why I was in the principal's office for the first time.
Why were you there for the first time?
Well, I wasn't in trouble if that's what you were thinking.
Oh,
'Cause
a
I'm a
plot
good
twist.
person.
Plot twist.
I'm a good person.
Bad girl Kayla wrote that
Sometimes.
image from your memory.
One time a friend, he brought
Oh boy.
handcuffs to school.
Kayla said, Nana,
No.
I am in this,
No.
Your Honor.
I was like, oh, cool. And then he handcuffed me. And then we lost the key. So
I'm dying.
he was able to break one side of the handcuffs to get me
Fantastic.
off. Because not only did he handcuff me, he handcuffed me to a pole.
Yeah, that's what
So
I
so I was
pictured.
just there.
That's what I thought.
And then I had to get taken to the principal's office, and the principal had to break the handcuffs off of me because
This
he was
is
the
the
only
principal's
man in the
job.
school.
Oh,
And the
Jesus.
rest of the
That's a
teachers were
man's
like
job.
not confident that they could handle it. So he just
Really?
broke them off of me. And he was like, let's never do this again, okay? And I was like, yeah, good
No deal.
idea.
No deal.
And then I'm pretty
Handcuffs
sure it was
tomorrow.
revealed to me that the friend who brought handcuffs, he had the other key like
He
the whole
got your
time.
ass. God, that's fucking hilarious. Just picturing you just like on the bike rack. Help.
Help.
Help me.
Help.
Yeah, you can
Help.
lock me up. Whatever. This will be fun.
I thought we were doing it for a bit, but
I mean, it was a bit. He
for
just
him,
abandoned
not for
you.
me.
Yeah.
For me, it was
That's
like,
fucking
oh God.
hilarious. God, kids are stupid.
You're
We just
telling
do
me.
things. We just do stuff.
Yep. Did you ever have do any like dumb hijinks like that in elementary school?
No.
Never like lit a firecracker in a bathroom or anything
Oh
like
God,
that?
no. I was a good boy.
That's right.
I
That's
was a
why we're
good boy.
together.
I was afraid
Two
of my
good
mother.
people.
I was afraid of being in trouble. I was afraid of my mother.
I was afraid
You
of
know?
God. I was afraid of every
I
man.
didn't want every man,
Every
even the
man.
principal, even though he helped you.
No, he was very sweet. I really liked him. He was a really good principal.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I can't think of anything dumb that I did.
You never got in into any shenanigans?
No. I was
Never with a
afraid.
group of friends who were graffitiing something. You weren't
No.
the shriveling coward in the corner saying,
No, because I just wouldn't have
guys,
been
we should
there.
stop.
Come on, guys. Hey, guys, this is against the law.
Oh my God, like last night. We were watching wrestling, and our friend was like, "Wait, isn't that against the rules?"
Oh yeah. Wait, but they're cheating. They can't do that.
It's wrestling.
That's fucking hilarious. I forgot about that. Yeah. It's like that fucking meme that people do all the time when we don't need to get into it, but the meme is like it's a Club Penguin thing.
I love Club
And
Penguin. I love it.
on one side the person's like, "Help, 911, someone's murdering me. I need help." And then the person on the other line is like, "They're murdering you? They can't do that. That's against the law." So that thing,
Yeah.
that's fucking hilarious.
With the handcuffs, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I could just picture it perfectly in
Help.
my head.
Help.
Just you being like, "All
Help.
right," and then just being
Okay.
stuck. Adorable.
I think we were playing cops and robbers.
Oh boy, well, better than Cowboys and Indians. Speaking of
Damn
Cowboys
straight.
and Indians, Patrick gets his way. Omri gets bullied into bringing real life cowboy in. They're in a
VF Annie
pouch.
pack.
They're walking way too slow. Like you can just walk
They
normal.
look like they shit themselves.
And it's wild that no one in this film, no adult is ever like, "There's a serious problem here." They're just like, "Oh, you kids." Maybe back in the 80s you had that leeway. And people were just like, "Hey, fucking kids, they're weird as hell. We don't need to investigate." That's probably right. Because they just didn't
Yeah.
care.
No.
Didn't want to investigate
They didn't
further.
want to deal with them. Kids were invisible.
No, yeah. But Patrick obviously bragging to everyone.
This fucker.
Teacher almost gets it revealed, but Omri figures it out. Tells them to essentially act like toys. They do it. It's all good. But after that, Patrick comes and hangs out, staying the night. They're watching some naughty videos. Not the porno.
No,
Not the
just
porn.
raunchy music videos.
Yeah. And for some reason, because Patrick is an idiot,
Yeah.
he turns the TV to a scene from like a movie, I'm assuming,
Yeah.
where a bunch of Apache Indians are just actively being, I'm gonna use the word genocided,
There you go.
mass murdered by a bunch of cowboys. And
You know who's in the room?
yeah,
Little
Patrick,
Bear.
in case you weren't, paying attention, I'm sure you weren't because you don't actively care about your friend. Omri has a little Iroquois man who clearly has memories of these things happening. In case you didn't get the fiction there, Patrick, these people are pulled from the past into modern day.
Oh my
He puts
God.
this on. For some reason, Boone like starts getting super excited. And I'm like, "I thought you learned," but
Yeah,
apparently not.
I thought we were past the racism.
He's over there doing a couple ha-has with Little Bear.
Yeah, and shooting his gun in the air.
They're bonding, having a great time, and then all of a sudden they see some Apaches. Maybe because he's like, Apaches and Iroquois, they're not the same. Kind of based, but also not.
Yeah, like
From Boone.
yeah. Boone almost woke.
He was like, "Damn, thank you for acknowledging the differences in the tribes and all that, and not equating them as one. But also, not great, my guy. You shouldn't be
Yeah.
happy about them dying." Because Little Bear, certainly not. He's hanging out. All of a sudden, he's pulled into hell.
Yep.
Sees
Not to
all this
mention
going
the
on.
atrocities he's seeing are like life size for him.
Oh, yeah, they're giants.
It's like a 1-to-1 ratio of like,
Yeah.
oh my God, this shit is actively happening to me right now.
PTSD. This
Yeah.
man is fucking. I got the arrow out. Like, who do
Like
I
imagine
shoot?
being in a 4D theater and being surrounded by things
Yeah.
that are like your worst memories possible.
Right, you take your grandpa who's a Vietnam vet. You take him to a real life recreation of the Vietnam War and just see how he does. Throw him
Yeah.
out there, a couple traps, bombs going off, gunfire, all these things, and we'll see how it goes. Because Little Bear, firm PTSD, he's back in it. He's taking aim. He's gonna shoot someone. Boone fires one off, and Little Bear with the quickness just fucking
On set.
turns. Bop! Right in the chest.
Bow and arrow down.
Little bear.
Little bear.
Amigo.
It's so sad.
Yeah. And I feel like at this point I was like, ah, Young Eddie was like, oh, violence. Oh,
Oh no.
he got shot. He shot his friend. He
Flash
didn't mean
forward like
to.
5 years in the future, you're just actively killing things and video games every day of your life.
It's called maturing. All
Violence is
right.
maturing, huh?
I know it's not real.
Maybe.
What am I, a monkey in a research lab examining whether play is for real or not? Because newsflash, even monkeys know what is real violence and what isn't. Nice try. Rest in peace. What's his name?
I don't know.
Ah, yes, Lieberman. Rest in peace, Joe Lieberman, you fucking idiot. Oh, video games make people violent. Suck me. What an idiot. But at least we got the
Yeah,
ESRB out of it. We got the
that's
rating
true.
system. It's
We
not the
do like
Wild
the
Wild
rating
West.
system.
I mean, yeah, it's good. Guess whose fault it is if kids get a violent video game? The parents, who, much like in this movie, don't actually care about their children.
Would you
Give them the video game, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like the argument can be made that it's a lot easier to get mature content now.
I
Because
mean,
now
yeah,
everything's just
just
download.
go on the fucking internet. I can
Yeah, now you can
download an
download a
Indian
video game.
nowadays.
Oh, wow.
You
You did
wouldn't
what?
download an Indian.
I would download a car.
You wouldn't put the Indian in the cupboard.
I would not. I
Or you
wouldn't.
wouldn't cupboard an Indian.
No. I
Yeah.
also would not have a toy of a native person.
Because that would be
That's weird.
disrespectful.
That's strange. I know that that is not far removed from our generation, like of people playing with that kind of stuff, but like,
Yeah. I mean, I guess you don't really see that too much nowadays.
I mean, no, but
Don't really
God,
have
every
toys
once in a
of
while, my
people.
grandfather will just pop off with a
Hey, he was born in a different time.
said fucking Chinaman the other day, and I was like,
Hey,
what?
whoa. I know. Just like
Huh?
John Mulaney says, a lazy racist term. It's just two words put together. It's not even
Yep.
inventive.
No, it's not creative.
Yeah. God. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Boone got shot.
Poor Boone.
And it's like, that's why I don't
He
really
should have died.
understand. He probably should have, but I just don't get like what it does other than inject like a very slight, like, it will he die, will he not?
Like a little bit of sympathy for
Because
him.
immediately after that, like, Little Bear's like, I shot you, you're my friend, I'm sorry. And Boone's like, oh, it's all good, man, like, it's fine, it's my fault. But it's like, was this really necessary?
No.
And the only thing it does is just like add a little bit of like, oh, we don't have the key. How are we going to save his life? And then Little Bear goes and gets the key. There's a rat jump scare, which is pretty fun.
Oh my God, that scared the shit out of me.
Because Little Bear has to go like under the floor, under the floorboards to get the magical key back. And I know I keep saying that. I think apparently it's like alluded to that the cabinet's not magic, it's the key that does it.
That's weird.
Yeah. So it's like, well, but doesn't the key need something to make it work? I don't know. Seemingly it would work with anything that the key fit into, which is very strange. But yeah, they bring the medic back. He's like, oh, hell yeah, another fun dream. You get to patch up a cowboy this time. And then he dips, and then they're like, oh, I should probably not make another person, pull another person back into the future. Because Little Bear has like been wanting a wife.
Selfish of him,
And
but it's fine.
Omri is like, all right, I guess I'll give you one. But then when he's going to, Little Bear is actually like, nah, maybe I just go home.
Leave her alone.
Just,
You
yeah.
know, just the thing that should have happened from the start.
Right. And here's a little fun fact. In the book, because I did slight research right before
Oh,
this,
wow. You and
in
Buddy,
the
huh?
book, Omri actually does give him the wife. And like she comes to life or whatever, is pulled into the future. And they hang out for a minute and then they're all like, let's leave. And then the ending is like the same. So
Weird.
I guess I like that in the movie, Little Bear seems much more conscious and is like, let's not mess with people's lives. Because he's like, no, she has a life. She's someone. We can't just do this to her. I didn't want this done to me. And as they say their goodbyes, Little Bear is like, oh, Omri, you're like my nephew. Like, you're going to become a man and you're going to be all this. And like, we're bonded forever, which is nice of him. I guess I get that, you know, even though, the movie I think could have done a much better job doing that. And we get a bit of a sad, like, oh, you don't know what's coming. Because Little Bear, as he's leaving, he's like, will my tribe always be great? Like, will we always be great people and stuff? And Omri says that, like, yeah, you will always be great people. You'll be a great tribe. But then Little Bear sort of like asks him, like, is everything going to be all right for us? And Omri like alludes to the fact that shit's gonna get real bad for you. He like doesn't really say it, but he says that like things are gonna get bad, but you'll always be great people. And it's just like a bittersweet, like, oh,
Jesus.
Little Bear, America is gonna do some shit, guy. And this ain't good. And you just feel sort of like, I'm sorry.
I feel
And like,
yucky.
this sucks. This is because he can't. Like, he got pulled into the future, but he like can't go back. Like, what's he gonna do?
Nothing.
There's nothing he can do. So it's almost like he's doomed to, you know, his tribe is doomed. You know, we know what happens. We know American history. We know the world history of what's happened with all this stuff. And it's just sort of like a hope you die before that happens, Little Bear, so you don't have to
Oh
see it
my
go
God.
on. And then we get a picture of the two towers, which is a little ominous.
What the fuck?
Is it just like, oh yeah,
Took me a
those
minute to
used to be
process
there.
that.
Yeah.
What I was looking at, I was like, holy shit. There they are.
A second Indian has come out of the cupboard.
No.
And not in this version. And then, yeah, Omri just sort of wraps it up. It's like, hey, he's going back. And everyone's like, all right. And then he just sort of like does this weird stare.
Oh my God, I fucking hate it.
It's like little goofy, like, uh-huh. And they like zoom in on him. And then the movie ends.
So gross.
Just kind of sudden.
Yeah.
As an adult, it just sort of left me feeling like, huh,
I
they
feel
didn't do
weird.
much here.
No.
It was entertaining enough, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just confused
I just think
by
they
the
could have done
end.
more.
Yeah.
Like, and that was me as a kid. I just feel like they did more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there was, I feel like there, first of all, in my mind, I remembered him getting the wife. So maybe I did read the book and I just like maybe, because I thought that he did bring the wife to life and they like lived together for a little bit, as what happens in the book. Boone, I remember him getting shot. I think I thought, remember that maybe he died, but maybe I'm remembering him with the Mohawk Indian. And for some reason, I feel like there was a plot point when I was a kid where, like, someone, like, his brothers took the cupboard, which they did in this, but then, like, he had to go, like, find it in an alley and had to, like, rescue it because someone was, like, gonna steal it or, like, take it or break it or
Weird.
something. I don't know. There's, like, a subplot where, like, he had to go find the cupboard and all this stuff. But it's just a weird film.
It's a really weird movie.
I feel like it needs more substance.
Yeah.
Because what is the message? What
I
do you
don't think
think it
there is
is?
one.
You don't think there is one?
I don't really think. I don't know. It's just a weird story.
Don't use a magical cupboard that'll pull people from the
I
past
think
into the
that's a good
future?
lesson, yeah.
Is
Do you
like, how
think
is he
this movie
supposed to
is a
know?
contributing factor to why you like Night at the Museum so much?
Contributing? I don't know. Maybe subconsciously.
Pretty
That
similar.
shit was fire. We're gonna do an episode on that. Some we're gonna do an epic 3-part episode.
Oh my God, that's
Oh
a
my
lot of
God.
words.
Maybe you're right. That is
Yeah.
somewhat similar because they have the memories of
Yeah.
the person they are, but they know that they're not the person. Meanwhile, if this were if we had Indian in the cupboardization of Night at the Museum,
Yeah.
it would actually be Teddy
Yeah.
Roosevelt's soul trapped in Robin Williams' body, which would be fucking wild.
That would be really crazy.
And that's what this sort of like brought to me. It's like, if you die, do you get portaled into a toy just waiting for Omri to unlock you?
Ew.
That's not an existence I want.
I hate that. I
I don't
hate
want
that
to
a
see that
lot.
face. I
That's
want to see that
hell.
man mouth breathing on me.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. I don't know.
I don't know either, and I think I'm more confused now than I was when I watched it. So here we
Well,
are.
let's DTR and say how we feel about it, and we can lock
Yeah.
this away in the cupboard and throw away the key.
Thank God. Let's do it. Oh boy.
Ebay.
I'm good never watching this movie again.
Damn.
What the fuck? I
Yeah.
hate Patrick.
Yeah.
I will say, Little Bear's got that cake though, so good for
Little
him.
Bear.
Little Bear got a big butt.
He was good. He
He
did
looked
good
great.
acting.
He
He did
looked
good
great.
work. So did Boone.
Boone was fun. You know, some things just should stay in the past. Maybe that's the lesson.
Maybe.
I think this movie should also stay in the past.
Damn.
So I'm definitely not show dependent. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's okay.
Yeah, your turn, dear.
I mean, maybe this is just something that could be the rare case of where it could benefit from a reboot, a remake. We could, I feel like there's more to be done. There's more of a lesson to be taught from this, I think. So I think that we're trying to sort of teach the lesson of like the plight of the Native American, of the Indians, and
Yeah,
like
through
what
the
they
lens
went
of a
through.
white boy.
There's a lens of Omri, having Little Bear, right? But I just don't feel like it was essentially done that well. Because I don't really understand, like, yeah, Little Bear comes to life, but what does it really do? It just teaches Omri, like, to have pity, to, like,
Empathy?
empathize. Like, he could have learned that. He's 9. He's got
Yeah.
plenty of time to learn this. It's not like we're teaching it to, like, a 30-year-old. Like, maybe if it was, like, fucking. It'll be a ridiculous comparison, but like American History X type, like, oh, a super hard racist guy learns to empathize and not be racist through this little Indian toy.
But
Then
let's be
maybe it would
real,
be
like,
something.
he's probably gonna murder that thing.
Yeah, it's just like I don't really know what.
I don't know how we could make it better.
I'm not really sure, but I'm sure someone out there could write something better than this, give it more substance. Give him more of a plot. Yeah, I just remember as a kid, I feel like more happened. And I think it
No.
was just for me as a kid, it was around the novelty of that CGI. It looked good. I thought there was a real tiny person in there. How'd they do that? This shit's wild.
It did look cool.
But as you said, like, I'm probably, this is not rewatching it. I was like, yeah, this is fine. But I'm probably good not really watching this again. Maybe in like 10, 20 years, we could pull it out again and be like, oh, wow. But who knows what is going to be happening by then. I'm not so dependent on it. A young Eddie probably would have been because I watched it so much. But nowadays, at 33,
Not no
now
more.
it's just a vague memory that I can sort of pull out and be like, hey, have y'all
You
seen this
remember
movie or
that?
read this book? That was
That was
weird, right?
wild.
And that's that.
Yep.
And now this is this.
Perfect.
Hey, thank you all for listening. If you
You're
like what you
welcome.
heard, if it maybe blasted you into the past, maybe you with these last couple episodes, I'd love to hear if anyone else watched. How did you feel about these things? Fly Away Home, Indian in the Cupboard, stuff like that. If you like what you heard, please give us a follow, download, spread the word, leave a rating review. That helps, I've been told. Tell all your little plastic toys that you're gonna bring their souls to life, that
No,
they can find the Show Dependent
don't
Podcast
do it.
on
Please
Apple
don't do it.
Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow the podcast itself, Instagram, TikTok, at Show Dependent Pod. That is at SHO Dependent Pod. Myself, it's at Victor B. Sweet at Twitch on TikTok. We got Pokemon, we got wrestling on the Twitch. It's coming back, baby. And
Woohoo!
Gorgeous, where
Yeah.
can you be found?
You could find me on TikTok at DJ Vivitch. And if you want to follow my esthetician page, you can follow me on Celebrate Skin on Instagram. That's CELL Upright Skin on Instagram. I'm not in a cupboard. I'm not
No.
hiding anywhere.
You're
No.
cowering away.
I would never want this to happen to me.
Locked by handcuff in the cupboard. Just
No.
hanging out.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Well, now that we've concluded this weird little episode on Ending in
It's
the
a very
Cupboard,
strange episode.
what are we going to do next time on the Show to Better podcast?
Well, I just heard
Oh, Lord.
the news
New
today. We're gonna
today.
talk about Creed, baby.
And that is the band
Yeah,
Creed.
not the fantastic movie.
No, that's for another time.
Yeah, that one, oof, that shit smacks. But so does this band.
You know, with the revisionist history that's coming along a lot these days, where people are acting like, oh, you know, this thing in the past that everyone said was bad, it's actually good. Well, we're also getting that effect with a couple bands, Nickelback, Creed, where people are saying, oh, remember how everyone used to think they suck? They're good now. It's time for us to talk about Creed and really get into the fact that they've always been this way. Everyone else is just pulling the wool out of their ears.
Ah, very good. Well, I'm
Good Scott Stapp. What a name.
stepped up.
You sure was right, little bear. God sure did play with man a lot. There is no God here.
Jesus Christ.